Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Melissa Stark and Karen Uveling. So first, good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Melissa, you've been here several times before related to projects, related to Circles for Success. And if we have time, we'll talk about what that is. But we need to start right off with this fun event that's coming up. And Melissa, are you going to start with the date and the time and the place and all that kind of basic good stuff?
Yes, we have a sock hop planned, and it's a wholesome event for the whole family. It's going to be Saturday, April 30th at Schuler Gym in Atlantic from 7 to 10 p.m.
And what's the cost, the price?
It's a free will donation to get in.
All right. Can't get better than that.
No.
And usually that turns out really, really well. What about the music? What's the music going to be for this?
Well, it's going to be all 50s and 60s. So we want people to put their hair in a ponytail, get their poodle skirt on, have the guys with a nice greaser, you know, Fonzie look. And because we'll have a drawing for anybody that's dressed up in the 50s and 60s attire, we'll be have a drawing that night. But our DJ is going to be Steve Brunin, and it'll give you a chance to get to know Steve. He just moved here. His wife is Dr. Vanessa Cook, who just started at the Atlantic Medical Center. So we're really excited to have him as our DJ.
Absolutely. Good way for him to get acquainted with people, and good way for people to get acquainted with him. What a fun kind of thing to do. Well, Karen, we need to talk a little bit about, there's lots of benefits for doing something like this, but you have a major purpose for this particular event.
Well, the Sock Hop stands for Sound Off for Compassion and Kindness. And what we're trying to do is benefit the Friends of the Atlantic Animal Shelter to help with spay and neutering costs for animals adopted at the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
Okay. And there are lots of animals out there we need to do that for. So perhaps by having those that help, more of it will be done.
Yes, they always have animals there, and most of them are dropped off from some place or another, and they usually need to be spayed or neutered to help with, you know, mm-hmm. the population, and it's a good way to help the community with the cost for that.
Right. So we can have fun, and we can also have a benefit for someone. Is this Sound Off for Compassion and Kindness, is that kind of a new theme that you may be using again?
We hope so. Melissa came up with it, and the Compassion for Kindness is, of course, for friends of the animals or people.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you're having a poster contest related to that.
Yes, we are. And about the name, Sound Off for Compassion and Kindness, actually, you weren't there that night of the meeting, Karen, but the whole group came up with that theme for what SOC stands for. But anyway, you can always show compassion and kindness, so there may be other related events and more sock hops in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, well, knowing your group, you'll probably come up with something creative because you got lots of good thoughts there.
But we are having a poster contest, and the kids at Schuler Elementary and Atlantic Middle School are going to be part of this, and the theme is compassion and kindness towards animals and others. So we're looking forward to what they turn in, and there will be prizes. And we will display the posters the night of the sock hop.
Okay, that'll be fun to see how creative the young people are, because again, their minds just are so creative sometimes when it comes to this kind of challenge. So there's been information out in the backpacks, understand, to the kids about this, or will be?
Well, I understood that information was sent home by everyone that has their kid at Head Start.
Okay,
so hopefully those families will come. And, of course, we have a lot of advertising around town and at the schools, so we really hope it will be a family event.
And everyone's invited. I mean, this isn't just a small group. This is open to the public.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Karen, you've been involved for a while on Circles for Success. Why have you chosen to do that, and maybe some of the benefits that you find?
Well, Circles for Success helps people get together and learn new things from each other, to try to help themselves, individuals, or projects in the community.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, when you came in, we were talking about finding information. And right away you said, well, here's some good websites. You want to mention those that people might want to go to and check out?
Well, I'm pretty good at research on the internet. But some good websites is, you go to Groupon.com, and you can pick a city. And our local city is Omaha and Council Bluffs. And you can get a lot of deals, more than half off. Go-kart racing, spas, restaurants, and stuff like that. And another site is restaurant.com. You can get gift cards for restaurants, $25, $30 for like $10 each.
So good. See, that's part of, I think, Circles for Success. You knowing that kind of information, passing it on to
helping
other people.
Yeah. Right.
So that's great. Since we started asking about that, Melissa, how often do you meet with Circles for Success?
We meet on the second and fourth Friday nights of the month at the Methodist Church at 5:30 until usually 7:30 or 8. And we have a meal and a child care, and that's all free.
Okay. So a meal, where does that come from? Do people bring? Is it like potluck? Or
sometimes we have donations, and other times the group just supplies different things for the meal, and it's always really good food.
Yeah, we all help out with it.
Okay, that's great. And that's another part of that, helping each other out, having a good time, probably exchanging recipes once in a while because, I love this.
Yeah. Well, it helps out because if a newcomer is coming with a family, a child or something like that, not knowing what to expect, the family can eat and then she can rest or they can relax while there's child care in the other room for the children so they can learn what Circles is about.
Yeah. And anytime there's food, that leads, I think, to visiting and a good social time. Getting
conversation.
Acquainted. Yes, yes. And that's one of the important things about food. So any other project? We're going to come back and talk a little more about Sock Hop, but anything here coming up in the next couple months that you want to mention, Melissa?
Yes, we do have on June 11th our third annual Classic Car Cruise. And so we'll be cruising for a cure again for Relay for Life.
Okay, so we'll probably talk to you more about that when it gets a little closer to that time. But you guys with the cars out there, be thinking about that June 11th. Right,
June 11th.
Okay, very good. Well, let's go back to Sock Hop for a minute because I think there's a couple things that we didn't get mentioned. Of course, it is a sock hop, come in your 50s and 60s clothes, but there's some other special things going on there.
Well, we are going to have Clifford the Big Red Dog. You know how people go to weddings and there's a thing called a dollar dance, like you give a dollar or $5, $20 to dance with the bride or groom? Well, we're going to have that to dance with Clifford. So it'll be exciting to find out how good of a dancer Clifford really is.
That sounds like fun.
So I think the little kids will really enjoy that. And we really hope that people will come who are good 50s and 60s dancers.
Yeah, that there's a style for each of those eras. And yeah,
and
fun.
It looks like we'll have hula hoops and...
you tell me freeze dance. What's that?
Well, I think it's you're just dancing and all of a sudden you freeze in the position that you're dancing in. So more of our 50s, 60s experts are going to be leading out in that.
Yeah. And we should have a lot of those in the community. This just sounds like a great time to come together and kind of have some good memories about the 50s and 60s and introduce people, younger people, to what was happening then. Mm-hmm. It was a good time, I think, in most people's lives, the 50s and 60s. Karen, you look like you had a thought that you wanted to share.
I wasn't old enough.
You can tell who's the older person in this room, can't you? Yeah. And what I find interesting, and it happens all the time, that the 60s attire has come back as this is the in thing right now. So if you don't have something 60s in your closet, you probably can go downtown and buy something that has a 60s influence.
Well, from what I've seen, just roll up the bottom of your blue jeans, wear a white T-shirt for the guys. Slick your hair back a little bit.
Roll up your T-shirt sleeve with you maybe don't want a real pack of cigarettes there that night.
Candy cigarettes from Bonnesons.
Yeah, there you go.
A deck of cards will work.
Yeah. There you go. Good idea, Karen.
And your poodle skirt. And a lot of times people just wore a white button-down blouse with a little scarf tied around your neck to the side. So you don't have to go out and buy something. You've got it in your closet.
And, we have some good... places you could go for used clothing too if you really want to go out and hunt something up. We have, of course, the Salvation Army, but we have the I can't tell you the name of the place downtown that has lots of things. If you want to really get into this, there's some places you can go and not spend a lot of money and really get set up for this event. So lots of cool stuff planned. You also have another little sub theme, Melissa, for this whole thing.
Our theme is really don't miss it or you'll say darn.
Darn. A lot of us said that. Darn. I'm still saying darn. And Karen, remind us of what this is going to benefit, this particular event.
This particular event is going to benefit the Atlantic Animals Shelter. It's not going to benefit the shelter, but it's going to help people who adopt animals from the shelter to help with spaying and neutering costs. Okay.
Very good. Good purpose. We help the animal kingdom and help all of us also. So one last reminder, Melissa, of time, date, place.
Okay, it's Saturday, April 30th at Schuler Gym from 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay, thank you very much to Melissa Stark and to Karen Uveling for coming here to talk about this event. And until next time, here's a thought from Circles for Success. What we can't do alone, we can do together.